Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Danes je petek 27. oktobra 2017. V prejšnji oddaji sem se pogovarjal z gospodom Edijem Konteljem, znanim avstralskim slovencem iz Geelonga, ki je kandidat na letošnjih volitvah za mesto Geelong. In ga zelo dobro poznamo, saj je bil tudi večkrat gost naše oddaje, zelo prijazen. Pred parmi dnevi smo slišali veselo novico, da je zvezna država Viktorija dobila novega častnega konzula Republike Slovenije. To je gospod Edij Kontelj. Edija ponovno lepo pozdravljam v naši oddaji, da ga predstavimo kot novega častnega konzula Republike Slovenije za Viktorijo in obenem v imenu naših poslušalcev mu prav iskreno čestitam, da je prijel ta položaj. Edi, imam seveda sedaj na telefonu. Edi, congratulations on achieving the position of Slovenian Honorary Consul in Victoria. And honestly, I can say on behalf of the listeners that there isn't a more deserving candidate for this position. Congratulations.
Venti, dobro dan in hvala lepa za tvoje lepe besede. Thank you very much, Venti, and I'm very appreciative of your kind words and whilst I accept them. You know, I realise that there are many significantly more worthy and deserving Slovenian community members in Victoria perhaps for this position, but I must admit I am still very genuinely privileged and proud and appreciative to be given the opportunity. So thank you very much.
Edie, a lot of discussion took place since Mr. Derry Madison resigned from the position a couple of years ago, and we have to thank Derry for the time he was the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia in Victoria. He also worked here for nearly two decades on Slovenian radio. He decided to resign from the position for a number of reasons, which he explained on this very program. And then there was a bit of a void to be filled. Actually, it was a big void to be filled, especially considering the Slovenian community in Victoria is the largest Slovenian community in Australia. And it was a bit strange, a fact which I mentioned to Mrs. Helena Donosik-Zorko, the ambassador of the Republic of Slovenia in Australia, that Victoria, having the largest Slovenian community, doesn't have a honorary consul of the Republic of Slovenia. That void has now been filled, and you've filled it.
Correct, yes. And so, look, I really do also acknowledge Derry Madison for the work that he did in this honorary role and appreciate, you know, the baseline that he put in place for me to be able to now commence my work from. Yes, there has been a period of time, no doubt, that has passed since then, and as you could imagine, it's quite a process, and I'm sure that the embassy and the Slovenian government and officers were careful in the way that they approached this, but yes, certainly I've enjoyed the process. There's been a range of interviews and discussions with the Slovenian officials and government, and also a period of time where the Australian government had to accept my nomination and my appropriateness for the role, and I thank all of those people that are involved in that process, and particularly the Ambassador for the Republic of Slovenia, Her Excellency Helena Donosik-Zorko, and others such as Pater Cyril and Peter Mundell and the Slovenian community for supporting me as well. So I really do feel quite humbled and appreciative.
Now that you've accepted the role, where to from here? What's the process now?
The process now is that I have my L plates on like any early driver, as you know, Lenti. I've got a lot to learn. The way I see the role from here is, one, me obviously having to just continue to engage and build relationships with not only the Slovenian community in Victoria, but, you know, all communities and particularly levels of government, both in Victoria and more broadly, because there's a couple of aspects to the role. There's obviously the responsibilities of assisting Slovenian community members with whatever their requirements might be, with, you know, whether it be citizenship applications or passports and the like. But also I see there's a very important part to play in continuing to foster and build relationships between Slovenia and Australia and trying to connect, you know, us through, you know, whether it be economic, sporting, tourism, academic, cultural or business links. You know, so I think there's a broader role to play there. And then equally I'd like to engage and work with the various Slovenian clubs in Victoria to help plan for their sustainability and future going forward. So, yeah, there's a lot to do, and I don't profess to be an expert in any of those things, but I'll certainly give it my best shot.
Eddie, what about the consulate of the Republic of Slovenia in Victoria? Where's that going to be located? What are the plans there?
That's a good question. So the consulate office, it has been accepted that that office will be located in Geelong. We're going through a process over the coming weeks where we will announce the official opening of that office. And I'd like to think that that will be done by the end of November. Having said that, what I don't want people to fear is that, you know, just because it's in Geelong that I won't be accessible, because that's not the fact. I don't need to be working in an office to be available. And I realise that, you know, the majority of the Slovenians that we have in Victoria are more than likely based in and around Melbourne. So I'll make sure that I make myself available in the Melbourne area and more broadly as required.
And the fact is, you spend a lot of time in Melbourne as it is.
That's correct. And so I work in Melbourne, as you know, Lenti. So I'm in Melbourne every day. And, you know, I've got a little job, one of my first responsibilities coming up just this week, which I'll be doing from Melbourne. And so that'll work okay for me, and I'll make sure that it works for others as well.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Dragi poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z novim častnim konzulom Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo Viktorijo, gospodom Edijem Konteljem. Z Edijem smo se že pogovarjali minuli teden, ko je tudi kandidat za letošnje lokalne volitve v mestu Geelong, ampak smo tudi izvedeli veselo novico, da je Edi postal slovenski častni konzul v Viktoriji. Eddie, for those of our listeners who probably haven't met you or haven't had any dealings with you, what about if you... we'd love to know who Eddie Kontel is.
I guess I'm a proud son of two Slovenian parents who migrated to Australia in 1958, and my dad worked on the Snowy River Scheme in Cooma in New South Wales, and my mum worked there with him. And so I have an immense amount of respect not only for my mother and father, but so many more of those Slovenians that came over, you know, in the 50s, 60s and 70s to do exactly what they've done. Not only Slovenians, you know, many migrants from all over the world that did the same. So my parents then moved to Geelong, where my dad worked at Ford Motor Company for some 30 years, and my mum worked at various establishments, the Melbourne Network, and then also on the farms of Werribee. My brother and I and my sister, Marianza, were all born in Geelong, my sister was born in New South Wales, but all born in Australia. We attended Slovenian school, like many of the kids in those days, where we learned how to say Župa and Juha. As you know, Lenti, it's our long-term joke.
Gospa Lidia Cušin is a great teacher, and she would have taught you that. I know Gospa Lucia Cernec taught me the difference as well, down at Planica and at Box Hill.
Yes, I must admit I still prefer the Župa to the Juha, but that's okay.
Župca.
Župca, that's right. And so, you know, we had a strong engagement and relationship with the Slovenian community, particularly in our youth, going up to the Ivan Sankar Hall and participating in the Christmas plays and various dancing and singing and acting and everything else that we did in those times. And so later on in life, as I had my own family, we tried to strengthen our links to Slovenia. And, you know, some 3 years ago, I became a Slovenian citizen and obtained my Slovenian passport, and as did my daughters. So all three of my daughters are also Slovenian citizens. So from a career perspective, I worked for a significant amount of time in mining, and the last 20 years I've been working for a company called William Adams Caterpillar. We service, support and supply earth moving equipment to the industries of mining and quarrying and the like, and I'm currently managing director of that company based in Melbourne, but we also service Tasmania. And yeah, I spent about 6 years on the local government council here in Geelong, and I also was on the regional advisory council for the state government for multicultural affairs. So, you know, I guess that's sort of me, wraps me up somewhat, and still have you know, a great relationship with the Slovenian communities, but I look to build upon those. And now in this new role, and as I said, whilst I feel privileged and honoured, I realise also I have a lot to learn, and I'll be looking upon others to be able to teach me and also guide me through this journey.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Edijem Konteljem, ki je novi častni konzul Republike Slovenije v zvezni državi Viktoriji. Eddie, what do you hope to achieve perhaps over the next 6, 12, 18, 24 months?
Well, you know, I'll probably go back to what I said earlier on. First of all, I need to ensure that I establish good relationships and understanding of the challenges and opportunities that are presenting or can present for not only Slovenian communities, but the relationships between Australia and Slovenia, because I'd really like to see us capitalise on, you know, opportunities that I think we can flesh out, whether they be academic, so, you know, whether there's an opportunity for us to be doing more with the university in Slovenia and the universities here in Victoria. And I know there's already some work occurring in that area with the Australian-Slovenian Academic Association. Probably I'd like to look at opportunities of business and economic gain too, you know, through businesses that might be able to complement each other in both Victoria and Slovenia. And interestingly enough, there's some opportunities that I'd really like to engage in because it's just something I enjoy, where there might be a chance to have a bipartisan cycling team with the Slovenian and Australian cyclists. And there's already been an organisation from Slovenia reach out to me asking for my assistance in that area. So that would be something that I'd quite enjoy. And then I think grassroots, Lenti, I really need to probably get involved pretty quickly with the various Slovenian communities in Victoria because, you know, as we've spoken before and I'm happy to suggest again that, you know, we've got an ageing Slovenian community population like we have with an ageing Australian population, and gaining the engagement from the second and third generation of Slovenians has not been a simple task. And what does that look like in the future? How do we continue to make sure that we build on our culture and heritage from our parents and continue on that journey ourselves so that we don't lose that? That's going to take some work. I'm not sure what the silver bullet is there, Lenti, but it's probably going to need input from various stakeholders, even people like yourself. So I think that's a body of work that we need to start to work on.
Eddie, may I take this opportunity once again on behalf of our listeners to congratulate you on being chosen and accepting the position of Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia in Victoria. We wish you many years of successful work in all your endeavours in this regard. Thank you once again for joining us today on SBS. Hvala lepa da ste se nam pridružili u naši odaji i želimo sve najbolje pri vašem nadaljem pomembnom delu kod novi časni konzul Republike Slovenije za zveznu državu Viktoriju. Sve najbolje še jedanput.
Thank you, Lenti. I really appreciate that. And, you know, once again, I thank, you know, the respective Slovenian and Australian governments and obviously the embassy and the ambassador and all those who have supported me. And I ask the community to please just give me a little bit of time to work through this. But by all means, feel free to contact me at any time, as I'd be more than pleased to engage in any issue that they may want to bring to my attention where I can be of assistance. So, hvala and thank you.